Australia's largest fruit and vegetable market takes recycling very seriously. Over the past decade, Sydney markets have been working on reducing waste to landfill, and the markets now recycle two-thirds of everything on site. That's produced millions of dollars in savings, as Serena Locke reports.
It's early morning at the Sydney markets, the largest wholesale markets in the Southern Hemisphere. And here, fruit and vegetables come from all over Australia and they're being distributed to the retailers. More than 5,000 staff are driving 800 forklift trucks, and mostly it's good vegetables going out straight to the retailers. But there is a lot of waste, and that waste has been the focus of the Sydney markets for the past decade. It's ramped up its efforts to do more waste recycling. Con Capellas is head of environmental management at Sydney Markets. How much was it costing Sydney Markets to dispose of it just in landfill?
Well, over the years, I could give you a figure that we're very proud of. We've saved in excess of $20 million in the last 11 years just by diverting waste out of landfill.
So where do you get the $20 million in savings from? How is that calculated?
The savings are calculated directly diverting from landfill. So landfill was around, the EPA levy was around $1 per tonne back in 2005.
To dump your waste into landfill.
Correct. And progressively it's gone up to around $135 a tonne currently. And that goes up every year. So it's basically a deterrent by the government to do the right thing. So companies could be responsible for their waste and be smart about it and divert it to the lowest cost available.
So I can see tomatoes grown in greenhouses, there's endives and coriander, avocados probably brought down from the warmer climes, beautiful baby carrots with their carrot tops still on.
We're buzzing now, it's a peak time during the market. You can see all our wholesalers in the markets and retailers working together trying to get the product out to the shops and retail sectors in Sydney before they open up.
But of course, what gets left behind is the rotten and damaged fruit and vegetables. That's where we'll go and see what happens to that next. Yeah, this is kind of like the toilet end of the Sydney markets, isn't it?
Yeah, so this is the back end of the market. After the wholesalers and growers finish selling to all the public, whatever's left over lands here, Greenpoint.
But here, it's not just the green waste. It's also pallets, cardboard and polystyrene. The polystyrene goes on the conveyor belt.
Yes. So once it enters the conveyor belt, it takes it down to these jaws over here, chop it down into little segments. Then it goes into the intruder. It's got a large heat component in there which melts it down at around 150 degrees Celsius. So it takes out all the air out of the product and leaves us with a valuable product where we can resell.
60 tonnes of polystyrene a year is now crushed and melted at Sydney markets to sell to China to be made into kitchen cabinets. Instead of an expensive waste, it's now an income stream. From this market at Flemington, we trace the organic scraps, the rotting fruit, as they head to Earth Power's new anaerobic digester in Rose Hill, where directing operations is David Clark.
We get a variety of food waste from people from the supermarkets, for example, Woolworths, Coles. Sydney Markets is a major provider of food waste. There's a whole lot of food waste coming in from restaurants and food preparation areas. So a whole range of different food sources.
Okay, so this is the collection point, the big hole in the ground. Where does it go from here?
So we receive the food waste in the pit. In the bottom of the pit there's a walking floor mechanism to push the food waste forward. In a batch process we take 10 tonnes of food waste and we convey it up into a big hydropulper, like a big food blender, and in there we have water and we have an agitator that's spinning at 850 revs per minute and it macerates the food waste down into a pulp. We do that for about half an hour. The plastics that are in the food waste, the small amount of plastic film, it stays relatively intact and we can actually screen the food waste, pulped up food waste in the hydropulper, pump the food waste out through to our storage tank prior to feeding to our anaerobic digesters. The plastics and other contaminants, the physical contaminants, we wash and then drain the water out and then send it to landfill.
The food waste then goes into the anaerobic digester. Let's go and have a look at that.
The tank itself is 12.5 metres in height and 24.5 metres in diameter. It's about two-thirds full of sludge, and inside the sludge are the microbes that are eating the food waste. The microbes like different types of foods. They're quite keen on sugary, alcohol-type foods. They're not so keen on things like lettuce and fruit and veg. Much more difficult for them to digest, I think. What surprises me is how fast a reaction we can get when we feed the food waste in. Within minutes, we can see a conversion through to biogas because we measure how much biogas is coming off the top of the digester. It's quite remarkable. It happens just within, as I said, minutes. Whereas if the waste went to landfill, it can take up to 30 years or more to degrade into methane.
Did you say you added microbes?
When the plant was first built, they had to seed the digesters. So they got microbes from an abattoir that was processing meat wastes. They took their wastewater sludge and used that to seed the digesters here. They like to be kept warm. They like to be well mixed. They like a little bit of water. They like to be fed regularly, just like ourselves.
How many tons of waste would Sydney Market send through?
We send through around 6,000 tons per annum.
That's combined with food waste from restaurants, from supermarkets. So how much electricity can you generate out of all that?
We're exporting about 8,000 to 9,000 megawatt hours per year of electricity.
And how many houses can that power?
Between 1,500 and 3,200 houses.
The biogas is running the engine.
So the biogas is, the engines are internal combustion. The biogas is the fuel source. What you're hearing is the raw energy that's been converted from the food waste into mechanical, electrical energy.
You sell it back onto the grid, is that how it began?
We export it into the grid, into the network. We sell it all currently to Energy Australia.
After the methane gas is piped to the electricity turbines, the sludge left behind is dried and turned into fertiliser.
So it's extraordinary to think that the food produce that gets wasted and comes through Sydney Markets, tipped into the biodigester and then dried off and turned into tiny pellets, dark little black pellets, ready for use on farms.
The recycling and this methane power plant has saved the Sydney Markets $20 million over 12 years from sending the waste to expensive landfill. A veteran director of the markets for 50 years, David Whiteman.
Well, the big change has been in the last 12 years. So I think when we started this Green Point, we were at 12% recycling. We've now got it to 67%.
Two-thirds of all the waste at Sydney Markets is recycled. That was David Whiteman, a veteran director of the Sydney Markets, ending Serena Locke's report. We also heard from Con Capellas, the environmental manager at the markets, and David Clark of Earth Power. For the past few months, the ABC has been focused on fighting the war on waste. Well, it turns out that's been the focus of the Geelong Disabled People's Industries for the past 50 years. The organisation employs around 80 people with disabilities and they recycle everything, from polystyrene to old photocopiers. Every month, the group recycles around 50 tonnes of what was once considered rubbish, otherwise destined for landfill. RN's Fiona Pepper took a trip to Geelong for a closer look at the impressive operation.
Hello.
How you going?
Good, thanks. How are you?
I'm Daryl. I've been here pretty close to 15 years and, yeah.
What's the best thing about working at GDP?
I don't know. I just like coming here.
Yeah.
Yeah, just friendly people. We always muck around.
So you were just on the forklift just now. What are you working on today?
I'm just cutting up timber, just for kindling and that. And on the fork probably every day of the week. It's pretty good.
So that's timber that would normally end up in the tip, but you're turning it to firewood.
Yes, yes.
How does it feel to turn what would be rubbish into something that people use?
It's good. We're doing something right for, it's not only for us, but for the earth, for the world and that. So, yeah, it's pretty cool, that.
I find a quiet spot to speak with Ty Cummins, the production manager at GDP.
So, Ty, we're sitting in the office overlooking a pretty typical woodwork workshop. What's different about this place?
Not too much to everyday workshop. A lot of production happening out there, a lot of things. But we are focused very highly on recycling now, and one of our major things out there is kindling. We get all the waste product and offcuts from other companies and then cut it up into kindling and sell it out the front for $5 a bag. And that's a major focus at this time of year with the weather a bit colder.
And what about the people working here?
Well, we've got a good bunch of characters. We are Geelong disabled, so they've all got a disability of some sort. But once you've been working here for 5 minutes, you realise it's just a typical workplace. You've got guys that love their job, guys that sort of don't want to be here too much, but still it's still come. And some guys that are absolute practical jokers and want to run up and scare you from behind and things like that, but just a typical workplace.
And so the focus is on recycling things that would have ended up in landfill. You mentioned, turning things into firewood. What other projects have you got on the go?
Another one we do is polystyrene recycling. There's not too many places around that do that. We get all the polystyrene out of Geelong businesses and we put that through a process to recycle it. We also do e-waste stripping, so anything electrical we strip right down, take all the copper and steel components out of it, recycle the plastic. There's not much in the electrical side of things that doesn't get recycled now. Then we recycle gas tanks, just your barbecue gas bottles. So just about anything we can do to save a bit of landfill going in is what we do.
So do you have any idea of the amount of stuff that you're recycling that would otherwise end up in landfill?
Yeah, I think we worked it out, and these are very rough figures, around about 50 tonne a month is what we save going into landfill. Equates to about 400 cubic metres of landfill, so anything we can stop going in there, we do. We run the transfer station, and they go through the rubbish that comes in, and we've got a little second-hand shop there that sells anything that's half decent that goes through there. So just about anything we can keep out of the ground, we do.
And so this group of workers you've got here are true environmentalists then?
Yeah, some of them might not actually realise how big an impact we are making, but they've all worked out that yes, we are getting things that other companies do throw out and making a job and earn a few bucks and keeping people employed with it.
So are you being quite innovative here, recycling things that aren't normally being recycled?
We're always looking for what we can recycle. And I think a lot of Geelong companies are getting very conscious about it as well. So they're looking at ways they can recycle. And a lot of the times they come to see us to see whether we can assist them, because we've got a pretty good reputation of the work we do and the recycling that we are currently doing. So they look to us to give them a bit of a hand, and that's how we pick up a lot of the jobs.
We've just walked into our woodwork section, where we are really focusing on cutting up kindling. We get the offcuts of waste products from different companies and run that through the saws and cut up the kindling and sell that out the front for $5 a bag and at service stations and things like that.
So what's this guy doing here?
He's cutting down fence palings. That's just another waste product we get out of the transfer station, and we make up seed trays with those. His name's Graham, he's been here 44 years. If you want to have a chat to him, I can get him over.
I'm Graham Baldidge. I've been here at GDP for 46 years.
Do you enjoy working here?
Yes, I do.
And what does it mean to have GDP, to come here and work each day?
Give me something to do every day. So, yeah, get out of bed instead of sitting at home doing nothing.
So what does it feel like turning something that would be rubbish into something useful?
That's pretty good, because it's only going to be thrown away, and today's society we've got to recycle, because the tips and all that are getting over full.
This is Eric Smith, General Manager of GDP. He's been working for the organisation for the last 33 years, and he says the focus has always been on recycling.
Yeah, we've always been that way inclined. You know, when we started off, we helped Coca-Cola and repaired their crates for them, so always along the line we're always looking for a way of recycling and stopping waste going to landfill.
Why the focus on recycling?
Well, I think it's very good for our organisation, which is a disabled organisation, and it gives them an idea of what we need to do to stop the environment building up at landfill. Plus it's good for our people. It gives them motorised skills that they can use their hands and do a little bit of thinking for themselves.
And so are these organisations paying you so that this waste doesn't end up in landfill, or how does that work?
Yeah, we get paid by different organisations to recycle their waste goods so it doesn't go to landfill. So we certainly have a good rapport with organisations in Geelong, and that helps us get work and, as I said before, gives work back to people with disability.
Are they being paid, or is it a volunteer basis? How does that work?
No, they get paid a productivity-based wage on their output of what they can put out and what they can achieve. So it's not as though it's a voluntary thing. It's what they can achieve themselves, and it gives them expectations of their own capabilities.
Do you think your organisation was ahead of the game when it comes to recycling? When you first started 30-odd years ago, did you sort of see how much interest there would be in recycling further down the track?
I think we were ahead of our game, and we won an Australian award for polystyrene, shredding polystyrene, which was fantastic for our organisation, and that was approximately about 10 years ago. So all the poly that we've taken out of landfill is astronomical, you know. It's bigger and bigger every year, you know. So, yeah, I believe we were ahead of our competitors and people years gone by, yes.
But obviously there's a need for it, given that manufacturers are coming to you in the Geelong area.
Oh, I think there's definitely a need for it, because I think everyone's becoming more focused on recycling. You know, it's a big thing, and if we can stop waste going to landfill through the whole community, it's got to be beneficial for everyone.
What do you see the future of GDP becoming?
Oh, look, I can't see us becoming any more than what we are at present, you know, because we're always looking for ways of recycling and doing work, whether it's fixing pellets and stopping pellets from going out, second-hand pellets, or shredding rags or whatever, you know. We try to keep it so it's a clean environment for our people and work that they can do and achieve, you know, some self-esteem over the period of the job. We're like a small family, and everyone gets on well with one another, and it's absolutely fantastic. And the most important thing that we believe is making sure that people with disability at GDP have got clean work. The work that they can do is up to their standard, and they're capable of doing the work and making sure that they've got a place in the community, as well as giving them some self-esteem to say that they're doing a good job.
Okay, my name is Rebecca Roy, and I've been here for 10 years, and I was so enjoying working here, and I love working here. Get along with everyone was fantastic, and also with all the supervisors was fantastic.
Do you see yourself working here for another 10?
I hope so.
Rebecca Roy ending that report by Fiona Pepper on the Geelong Disabled People's Industry making a big impact in recycling.